Blog Talk Radio.
Controversy Bird, peace, how are you? Thank you for joining us on tonight's Sunday Shut It Down show as we normally deliver a higher frequency for you. Listen, this whole month of May, we've been talking about dating and mating and all that goes with it because I've been assisted by some experts on the matter, Mr. Andre Blaylock, who is a dating revitalization strategist. Really long title. but apparently, you know what he's talking about, right, in the dating scene. And I also have Miss Denise Valerie Jones, who's going to be joining us, very current on all the events, and might I add, an activist. So I have, you know, some two top-notch guests joining me again tonight on our dope show. And I want to start with Valerie. I know Valerie is always, you know, with her ear to, you know, the media, with what's going on. And she always has something valuable and interesting to say. So I want you to come to the table with whatever you got going on, because tonight's topic is messy mating and messy matrimony and how we can get some remedies up in this piece.
Hey, everybody. I first want to start off, because this will be Chocolate Jones tonight talking as opposed to Valerie. But Valerie will start off on a more conscious side, because I was derelict in my duties last week when I didn't wish the late Athena Shakur a happy Mother's Day. I know she's no longer with us, but I still should have wished her a Mother's Day because she's been a mother to us all. Mother, Ms. Athena Shakur, as we all know, was the mother of the late Tupac Shakur. She was a pioneer for social change, and she was committed to building a peaceful world. Also, I wanted to mention that Tariq Nasheed, the filmmaker and the owner of Hidden Colors, he has Hidden Colors 4 that will be it'll hit the theaters May 26th, and only May 26th. It's in Atlanta. But on May 26th at 7 p.m., and you can definitely go to his website, hiddencolorsfilm.com. That's HIDDENCOLORSFILM.com for more information and also pricing as far as the tickets are concerned. Now, Hidden Colors is it's a series about documentaries, or a series of documentaries about the real and untold history of people of color around the globe. So we definitely want to check that out. I wanted to make sure I mentioned that. And last but not least, on the conscious side, I wanted to mention that Dr. Umar Johnson has an event in Baltimore, Maryland on May 27th through the 29th at the Downtown Cultural Arts Center. So you can very well visit my website for more details, or you can visit Dr. Umar Johnson's website at drumarjohnson.com. to find out the specifics and then get some background information regarding who Dr. R. Johnson is, what he's doing at the National Independent Black Parent Teacher Conference, and why that's important, because we do need to start looking out for our single mothers as well as our children, and that's his main goal and purpose in life. So now, again, on the other side of track, the other side of the track, dipping into what Chocolate Jones does. Congrats to single mother Black China, who is pregnant, who recently found out she's pregnant and engaged to Rob Kardashian. And since we're talking about the Kardashians, we might as well go on and pull in the other ratchet stuff that's going on in the Kardashians family, and that is that Kylie and Tyga broke up here recently, and Tyga was spotted with reality star Carly Red. I don't know if you guys know her, but she's she's a very beautiful she's a single mom as well. Very beautiful girl, and they were spotted out together. And just days after he broke up with Kylie, who, again, is just recently turned 18, and I think he's now 25, 26, can't remember. Again, that's just the other side talking right now. But anyway, they had their hands all over each other, and so it looks like maybe he's just moved on, as most men in that world do. And then on a sad note, to end all of this, Ozzy Osbourne cheated on his wife, Sharon Osbourne. So it's just sad that this happens too often in Hollywood, and it probably doesn't shock us, right?
It don't at all. from classy to trashy, I mean, it's happening. I think it's happening galactically, but, you know, we haven't heard any reports from Saturn. But I think it's happening every damn where. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure Andre could shed some light on that. But not yet. Because when Andre comes on the scene, oh, Lord, right? But Carly, the Kardashians, and everybody's still talking about Lemonade. But it's so crazy, Miss Chocolate Jones, that we're acting like this is something so brand new. You know?
Right. Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Does Chocolate Jones, like, have anything, you know, chocolatey for us to help us keep it, you know, sweet and sticky so that we can, you know, stay away from some of the foolishness out there?
Well, like I mentioned before, I just think that really you just need to get to know yourself, and you need to do whatever you're comfortable doing, because some of us are happy being single, some of us are not. Some of us understand that most of our relationships are much like, can be likened unto cell phones, you know, we're all a part of a share plan, right? And that most of these men are community property. So if you're not into the whole sharing thing and you don't really understand that women outnumber men, you're not ready for that, then you're going to have to learn how to be single, or you're going to have to search. I don't know how hard you'd have to search and what you'd have to do, but it's going to definitely have to be close. You're going to have to look closer to yourself. You're going to have to understand it's going to be a very unique transformation, because as Jay mentioned before, if you want a man who is probably of an elite status, then you're probably going to have to learn how to politic or play golf or, you know, do things that men with money and power, you know, love doing, and put yourself in that environment. So you basically got to transform, just like the Transformers, figure out what you need to do, get your body straight, get your mind right. Yeah, and go for it. And understand that even at that level, that this same thing may happen to you. Look at Sharon Osbourne. She's been with this man for over 30 years, you know. She's established, beautiful woman, aging well, in shape, intelligent. You know, supported him his entire career, gave him beautiful children, and he steps out with a hairdresser. So, I mean, I don't think that there's a perfect formula. I just think that, and I hate that I'm saying this, but being that I learned this from my father, and or maybe I learned this because of his lifestyle, I just don't think that men were wired to be in a monogamous relationship. That's just me. But I do think that there are some good men out there that work seriously hard to be faithful. So, you know, I'm not trying to, I in no way, you know, discredit men who are faithful to their woman and who do love their woman and are proud fathers or husbands or whatever. Not taking away from them, but I'm saying that with all this mess that's going on and all this bad energy and the fact that, you know, it's a demonic world. You know, and we're constantly programmed and introduced to so many things, and then also the environment. you know, you eat something and feel a certain way. Something you know, breathe something, feel a certain way. Look at something, listen to something and feel a certain way. And you know, have your emotions or your energy shift just that fast.
Right.
I mean, it's really got to be strong nowadays. Just figure out what the hell you want and move forward and say, hey, I'm good with this, and no matter what happens, I'm going to be good with me. You know, I love me, and I'm going to give 200%, and if it doesn't work out, then, damn, they're not trees. You know, just keep moving on until you find a tree. And literally, you know what I'm saying? You find something
right.
that you can live with and be happy and grow old with.
And make it
whatever.
Grow. Thank you, and make it grow. So you heard
yeah.
it, ladies and gentlemen, from Miss Chocolate Jones. She said, first of all, make it all about you. Use that chocolate mousse on yourself, no pun intended. But if you're really comfortable with you, it makes, you know, messiness, you kind of get to dodge messiness. If you can get a pictorial in your brain of, like, somebody doing, like, martial arts and the way they do it so gracefully, that's how we have to maneuver in life, and especially in dating. And in mating, sometimes we have to feel for when some bullshit is about to arrive, and then you need to move mm-hmm. to the left with that, right? So I
right.
think that this was definitely the case, Valerie and Andre, this week. If you guys haven't seen it, I'm sorry if I wasn't able to send the link to you, but please, it's on my Facebook. But if you can just search Lisa McClendon on YouTube. Okay, so this sister, speaking of messy mating and matrimony, you know, and talking about traditional relationships, they have apparently not served us. And, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, thinking you're going to get a different result. And
mm-hmm.
this is definitely the case when it comes to mating and dating and mating and marriage even in what I've seen in the media, what I've seen in my family, what I've seen just in society. And so anyway, this young sister, Lisa McClendon, she's a gospel singer. Her husband is a pastor, Andre, and she refers to him as Messy, what's his name? Messy Maurice. And
right,
she
right.
is, Andre, she is doing a Periscope. You hear me? She going live. She going
right.
in. And what happened was she just reached her peak, and
right.
she got all the evidence she needed, and she was just fed up. And because of his position and because of how they are publicly as well as spiritually in their, you know, religious endeavors as first, you know, family, first lady, and, you know, pastor of a megachurch, I believe. You know, she found out that he's doing all of these things that normal men do. And
she
it's like
it
what
Mad
Valerie
man
said.
Maurice.
Yes, Madman,
yeah.
not Messy Maurice, excuse me. Madman Maurice, because she should have called him Sex Machine Maurice, apparently.
Hey,
because
hello,
he,
hello.
he is a sex machine. He has quirky sex preferences. This is how she was able to verify things with certain women, because, you know, she's asking questions about his anatomy and his preference, what he likes, and they all are, these ladies aren't together, like, talking at a round table, having tea or lemonade. You know, she's talking to them one-on-one, and she's collecting this data and information when she really didn't
yeah.
even need the data and information. She didn't need that.
Right.
She already knew. And if you watch the video and you listen to it carefully, she alludes to how their relationship started in the first place. It sounded like she was already in a relationship and he was pursuing her. And then they got their, you know, holy matrimony. And now it's ending in the same scenario. He's dibbling and dabbling with other people. And on the way out of this relationship, it's the same thing. And
yeah,
sometimes
I just pulled
we
it up online.
Huh?
I just pulled it up online.
Yes. It's crazy. So this kind of inspired the title of tonight, Andre. And that's why I want you to come in a little bit and give some of your expertise. And I'm calling it messy mating and messy matrimony. And we need to give some remedies to, you know, our listeners out there, because somebody going to get cut over something stupid. over over some dishonesty, over, you know, the fact that you couldn't just tell them, listen, baby, I like other women. You either going to accept it or you going to step. That's why I respect certain types of men, because they're so upfront and they're honest, versus the pimp preacher, okay, and all the ladies on the front row with their legs open, talking about blessing me.
Right.
What?
Right.
Yes,
right.
Going down in the churches. And so what can we do to help messy mating and messy matrimony?
Well, Dre, can I set this up for you, because I want you to to dip into your deacon whatever or your minister whatever. I'm reading that article, and it says everything is going down, but the word of God. Here we go again. This time it is Lisa McLennan, and boy, she was not playing when she let her soon-to-be ex-husband Maurice Belford have it for smashing other women in the car with her glasses and headscarf. Lisa went in on the man she vowed to love. Seems that madman Maurice has reason to be mad as hell, but has no one to blame but himself. The church is a gift that keeps on giving this week, with sleazeball Jamal Bryant, freak elite prophet Jamil Willis, and now whoremonger Pastor Maurice Brailford. So much for touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. The saints are going in on social media. It's time to live right or sit your tail down. So how do you feel about that, that this is spilled over into the church?
I just kind of think that at the end of the day that you're calling, you could be called and have a message within you. And since I'm not trying to be too spiritual, but Paul kind of said, what good is it to have this message of the gospel and truth to be able to share it with everybody else and they become saved, but I not partake of the same thing and I myself be lost? Okay, to say these men don't have the message in them, I'm not one to say this or that, but we focus so much on the messenger instead of the message, and sometimes we just kind of have to remember that people are human. They are subject to fall. We put them on pedestals that they don't belong on. Now, they have the message, and their life should reflect something different, but if it doesn't, is it that much of a surprise? Does that still detract from the message? Because I think it's a trap, because if you start looking at the messenger so much, you lose faith in the message. You know, then you start calling into question the validity of the scripture, the power of saving grace. See, so much can kind of come into play when you start looking at the person. Now, I think also what we have to realize too is that, let's just say a man, I'm speaking from a male's perspective, I'm not saying I speak for every man, I'm just speaking. So a lot of times we as men, we act on what we believe to be true, like he has to lie to a woman. If I want to sleep with you, if I'm sleeping with many women, I have to somehow lie to you and make you think it's the one. That's what I believe. That's what I've been taught. That's what I've lived for years. When the reality today is, I don't have to do that. I can just be truthful because the odds are in my favor that it's going to work out for me. If I just walk up to a sister, hey, you're beautiful, I'm attracted to you. If we sense chemistry and I tell her that, she might want the same thing I want, you know, if I'm just true with it. And I posted something on Facebook that kind of ties into this. I said, meeting the person of your dreams is not the problem. That's relatively easy. And it's free. Keeping them interested is the most challenging part and costly. And a sister wrote back, well, what do you mean costly? I guess she was thinking about money, and sometimes it's that. But basically, I'm like, you pay with your most valuable asset. Maintaining, this is, again, keeping the person interested. Maintaining a person's interest will cost you creativity, imagination, and time, all three of which are non-refundable and priceless. When you think about it, how many times have you been in a relationship? Let's just say Mr. Ozzy's situation, Valerie. They've been together 30-plus years. She was giving him whatever, things that he needed when he initially met her. But he's not the same man he was 30 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe not even 5 years ago. Suppose she's still throwing him or giving him the same thing. She's lacking maybe creativity, imagination, okay? But the new woman, the hairdresser, when he meets her, that's a new situation. It's something creative. It's something he's never thought about, whatever. I'm not saying it's fair, but it's real. You know, the onus is on the women because it's not in your favor. A dude does not have to recreate himself or be very imaginative, no matter how much y'all would want him to be, and that will play into that Prince Charming, I'm not going to say illusion, but the fantasy that some women have of Prince Charming. He's going to understand me, get to know me. I don't even have to tell him stuff. He's going to be able to read my mind and my thoughts and just know. No, he's not.
Wait a minute, Andre. Listen, I don't care how creative you are. I don't care what kind of sexy dance classes you take.
Yes.
Baby, new piece, some new action could erase all of that. So it's not,
ladies,
I don't
I'm
think
tell
it's
y'all
about
something.
Creativity.
Toya, I'm going to tell you something, and it's going to be just real because this is a grown person's talk. You just said new P is better than old P. Sometimes, y'all, it's not the new P. It's the tighter P. Okay, look, how many, okay, with children, whatever. Honestly, women, how many of y'all know what vaginal weight or Benoit balls are? I bet you, crickets. How many of y'all own vaginal weight? Crickets. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that new P is tighter P. Sometimes
okay.
That's why that new P with the older man is a younger woman who might not have any children and be all stretched out. It might be that sister who knows how to kegel and holds some weights in her vagina for a couple of hours every day. So when he gets up in there, she can
squeeze. Yeah, you do need to
do that. Of course,
okay,
but I'm just
granted.
Saying it's not just new pee, right? So sometimes it's like make your pee new. Recreate your pee.
But listen,
you
but that's my
saying?
Thing is that somebody who is just tired and uninterested,
yeah.
After X amount of days, weeks, months, and years, there's really no rekindling. And I think that's what's happened in relationships, that we try to hold on to things that clearly have an expiration date on them. Or because of tradition, quote unquote, because of our, you know, perceptions that we have from our religion, from our gender perceptions. Oh, I need a man that does this. And the man thinking, oh, I need a woman that does this, and we have to do it within these parameters and all these different rules. I think one of the things that can help, one of the remedies, is getting outside of traditional relationships and just sitting at the drawing board with yourself. As you're working on yourself, sitting at a drawing board and designing your new type of relationship that you want to flourish in. Because this one about one man, one woman, and you better not look at anybody or I'm going to cut you and all of this foolishness, we will stay losing if we stay in that mentality. And I think what we need to do.
I agree.
And so you and Valerie, y'all check this out because y'all are women. Going back, who was the first person to eat the fruit from the knowledge of, from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
Well, I mean, I don't believe that story, but.
Okay,
Eve. They was in it
women,
together. I'm going to stick with that.
Right. Okay. All right. So Eve, according to the book, Eve ate it first. So she gained that information first, and she gave it to Adam. A man will be hard-pressed to outsmart a woman because y'all were gifted with that doggone intuition. It's something we do not have, and it's the feminine part of us that we need in order to function completely. Now, Adam kind of had it in him because male and female, he created them and called him Adam. So she was there. She was just not represented physically till later on. But we need that feminine expression. So it goes back also. I'm just showing you the power that women have that you're losing. As it says that, A husband who's cantankerous, who won't do right, can be won over by a loving wife. Now, sometimes we put timetables on stuff. It doesn't say how long it is, because long suffering is long suffering. Suffering for a long time if we break it down. Do you want it bad enough? Now, sometimes we put an expiration date on things. Now, I'm not saying if you're in an abusive relationship where he's beating your tail and spending up money. See, that's one thing. But if he ain't doing what you want him to do, that's something totally different. You know what I mean? Those are two totally different situations. Like, okay, can you stay steady enough and be true enough to yourself and what you want to help get him there. Because some men are not going to be there. And you'll see those guys. You can recognize them. But you can tell a brother that's trying. You really can tell a brother who's trying. And if you really learn how to get him, like I said on the first show, to be from being that guy who's, he does not have integrity, but he wants it. If you hold steady, you have the power to work him. But notice it says that she ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge and wisdom are two different things. Most women are not operating in wisdom when it comes to their relationships. And all you're getting is understanding. Understand your man. Operate from a position of power who you know who you are. Figure out where that brother's trying to go, because it's about destination, because you're called to be his helpmeet, not to call to compete. Find out where he needs to be and how can you go alongside him to help him get there. Because a man only wants to feel needed. Exactly. I'm not saying it's not, because a man is called to love his wife. Husband, loves your wife, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Nowhere in the Bible have you ever find it that a woman is commanded to love her husband. It's not a command, because love is an action word. It's not a feeling or emotion. It's something you do. It's something you choose. Nowhere in that Bible you find where a woman is commanded to love her husband. She's just supposed to treat him with respect, because if she respects him and if he's doing right, that love comes automatically. But what it is, to get back to the remedy, basically, as you were saying, when two people really decide, this is what I want, I'm drawing the line in the sand, no matter what, come hell or high water, we are going to hold on to each other and make it work. They can. They're success stories. I really don't believe that half of all marriages end in divorce. I don't. Because it doesn't take into consideration those people who've been together 30, 40, 50, 60 years. It just takes into account those people who got married in 2015, who got divorced in 2016. Okay, so I don't believe that. There are some people who are staying together, but they're staying together using wisdom, and they're loving each other as an action word, not an emotion.
All right.
So all I know is listening to this conversation is exhausting, because it feels like most of the weight is on the woman. It's like we've got to find out what Kegels are. We got to keep it tight. We got to keep it interesting. We've got to, you know, exercise all of our resources, and it's his needs, blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, it just seems like when they're bored and they're ready to move on, hey, it's okay to cheat. But they are not considering all the things that they're sacrificing, and we just kind of have to deal with it and pick up the pieces. I don't know what I'm hearing.
All right, check this out now. Remember that song? Remember R. Kelly joke? I'm not trying to personify, but remember R. Kelly, you remind me of my Jeep, right?
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. What did Prince say? You can burn up my clothes, smash up the ride. Well, maybe not the ride, right? Look, if you're valuable, one of the most valuable things to a man is his vehicle. R. Kelly was on to something. You remind me of my Jeep. It's a vehicle. That dude is going to polish it, take care of his car, because it's valuable to him. You have to add value by adding value to him. A lot of times you try to receive value. I'm valuable. I'm such and such. And you kind of list these things that you are that's important to you that might not be important to him as valuable. But whenever you show value or showcase value, that he recognizes, he will polish you, keep you clean, because he don't want nobody to mess with his ride.
Okay, well, what happens when the car gets old or breaks down, or, you know,
then it becomes a classic automobile.
How many classic cars do you see on the highway today? You got to literally.
They're up into the ride. Listen, guys, there's only 60 seconds left, and we got to wrap up the show. We have to save this for next week. Listen, if you're a classic and you know you're a classic, ride your own damn wheels, okay? And for all of you all that are in a messy mating situation, a messy matrimony situation, please focus on you. Focus on you. Don't take things personally. Give yourself the opportunity to rebuild from the inside out and reshape, redefine what relationships mean to you. Peace and blessings. You can find us on vibrateandelevate.com. If you want to get in contact with Denise or Andre in the show description, just click on their name. It'll go directly to their website. And thank you all so much for vibrating and elevating with us. And we know that your relationships are no longer messy.
All right, we're trying to transition you out of that foolishness. Peace and blessings, everyone. Thanks, Andre. Thanks, Valerie.